didn't do a bad job of leading worship, did he, really? Because it's been some months since he's led worship, but I think it's... Sorry. I think it's even been a greater time since I was last up here. So you're in for a treat today. You've got two novices, if you like. Mark 1:17. That's an invitation. Now, what does an invitation from God look like and sound like? What do you think an invitation from God sounds like, looks like? Tell me about your invitations from God. Chris, come on, your invitation. Well, what is it? What is an invitation from God? What does it look like? Yeah. We're not talking about the Julie now. We're just talking about God. Go on.
It just looks like a sense of being called.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else?
It's personal.
It's personal. Thank you, Rosemary. It is.
You're noticed as well. You're seen by God.
Yes.
You can
refuse.
Give you direction.
Yeah. And what form does this invitation take?
Sometimes it's a dream.
Sometimes it's a dream. Sometimes it's
a word.
A friend from a word. Sometimes it's an incident. There's no structure. There's no limiting structure to God's invitation.
I would say it often stretches you as well. It takes
yes.
you out of your comfort.
Yes. Also. Yes, you've got to move there, haven't you? It's an invitation. It's like, well, come to the party. What's the point if I'm saying come to the party if you stay at home? You've got to come to the party, haven't you, to enjoy the party. So, today it's all about invitations. And I want to talk about the invitation that was sent out many years ago to a friend of ours, Gary, which led out to the formation of Seer Ministries. So, it's a story. So, sit back and enjoy. Let's begin at the beginning. See the invitation which led to Seer Ministries, which went out years ago. So, let me tell you about it. In the 1990s, we as a church used to print the Link magazine. Who remembers the Link magazine? Good, yeah. Used to go out every quarter, I think, and went down to every household in Seer Green. Now, for Gary Lester, that was the invitation. He was a printer, ex-footballer, professional footballer for High Wycombe, but he was a printer with a printing machine in his garage, in his dad's house. And Gary was drawn, or invited, one day by a particular story in one of the issues, where the policeman pulled alongside a man who'd stopped his car on the motorway hard shoulder. The man seemed confused, so the policeman asked him what was happening. He said, I stopped to pick up a hitchhiker who kept telling me that Jesus would be coming back, so prepare myself. Well, said the man, I just laughed, ignored him, thinking, I've picked the right one up here, when suddenly he disappeared, just like that. Now that's strange, said the policeman. You're the third person who has told me the same story in the last week on this stretch of motorway. And you've got Matthew 24:30, James 5:7-8, which talks about Jesus coming again. Strange invitation, but it was an invitation to Gary. Gary was fascinated by this story, so he came to church, because he wanted to know if the story was true. Well, I had to tell him I didn't know if the story was true, but I did know that Jesus will be coming back, as it's clearly stated in the Bible. So to insist in his new interest in faith, I gave him a copy of The Word for Today, which is a very recent publication. It was in very simple hardback, small pamphlet form. And he started reading The Word for Today. Very quickly, his faith, from reading that book, became alive, and I had the pleasure of baptizing him. And God was speaking to Gary long before he was baptized. All these invitations going out to Gary. And then we were just, Gary, God wants me to go to Romania. God wants you to go to Romania. And at the time, Romania was in the news because of all the awful things that were going on after the fall of Ceausescu and the orphanages. Gary, don't be daft. You don't want to go. God wants me to go to Romania. An invitation, wasn't it? Now, I never spoke to Gary truly about that invitation, but I knew it was an invitation from God. Gary knew, and against all was telling him to be realistic, he was adamant. God had called him. But how and when? And this is the great thing about the Holy Spirit moving in your life. At that time, I used to go to a Christian men's business group every month up at WEC. Does anybody else remember those? Excellent, excellent things. And so I dragged him along. And guess what? There was a speaker that month, was a local Baptist minister who was bringing a Romanian lady who actually is now the secretary of the trust fund in Romania. A lovely singer, and she was singing. And Gary went and spoke to the guy afterwards, and he said, yes, I'm going out in a few months. Do you want to come with me? So Gary went out. An invitation there to Gary. Come with me. Gary went out. Went out with a preacher. And he began to minister in his own right. He used to speak in some of the local churches. So for 2 weeks they were out there, and Gary was looking for the opportunity to find a printer to print the Word for Today. He was out there for 2 weeks, and on the last day, a young man came forward and accepted Gary's invitation to become a printer for the Word for Today. And we actually set up again in this young man's garage, which is a simple printer machine, and that was the first thing we did. Now, at that time, Seer Ministry had not been formed, and the work was done under the name of Free, Faith and Revival in Eastern Europe. So, when we began to see that this was a movement of God, we decided to register Free as a charity, but we couldn't because Free was already taken. So we had to go for Seer Ministries. Yeah, that was in 2000. Seer Ministries was formed, Invitations abounded. You talked about the work of this church. You see, Howard had recently become, at age of 65, given himself to Christ and been baptized. And he was a trustee along with Tim and myself. And others, Ian Halls. And so Howard really began his ministry with Seer Ministries. He went out with us to Romania several times. He actually managed to finance the purchase of a house out there, which is still there, which was used as a printing press for some years. And he built let me just say, invitations all the time. See, Howard got an invitation to come out to Romania. Now, how much of that impacted what he did in the future? Because while he was out there, he saw the state of the gypsy villages. And so he started building toilets and washing facilities for the gypsies. Now, he soon became disparaged because all the gypsies did was strip the toilets and the showers and sell them as scrap metal. But that focus on water might have been the thing that kicked him off. We don't know. Invitations abound. I think it's lovely how God brings things together. About 10 years prior to all that, there was a builder in Manchester.
Gary.
David Maguire. David Maguire was just an illiterate, he still is illiterate, builder who God spoke to him and said, I want you to go to Romania. And he put on his heart building houses for gypsies. So he went out there in the same area as Gary, and they got to know each other. Yeah. So again, we now get this lovely coordinated impact of personalities. And then again, because of that, this church has been blessed because David Maguire was associated with Amen Ministries, your Christmas shoeboxes. Yeah? So Gary went out. Gary went out to print the word for today, and we set up a trust fund in Romania called Fundacia Sir, which is still going. And you began to support the work and print the first of these little booklets. But while he was out there, you know, Gary saw the state of the gypsy villages along with David. Have you any idea what these villages look like and what he was faced with? David used to build houses which were just one room houses with several houses that shared toilet, which was as like Hilton Hotel to you and me. So we have a video now of some years ago which was produced by Gary and associated with Amen Charities at Christmas. So have a look at the video.
Comes to pass when a child is born, a silent wish sails the seven seas, the winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn.
Is there a dry eye in the house? Because that video just gets to me every time. Right, sorry about that. There we are. So Gary was faced with, that situation. So what did Gary do? he went out to the villages and preached. He raised funds. We raised funds for stoves for the houses, and one of the last things he was doing before he came back from Romania was putting protection around the houses to stop the rats getting in, because the rats were getting in and biting the children while they were asleep. So not only were you supporting SIM Ministries in terms of the print of the Word for Today, which went out and impacted people, you're supporting his love for the villages. And I know at least two villages which were dens of iniquity. No one would go near them. Totally converted Christian churches. People's lives transformed. Women on prostitution now working. Amazing, amazing testimonies. David Maguire would tell you those. Amazing. Right, I need my glasses on. So Gary, because he was a footballer, used to attract the youth, so he used to organise football training sessions for the gypsy villages. So they had competitions. And then, of course, at the end of each match, there was the preach. Yeah, you couldn't get to play football and be trained by Gary without him preaching to you. Yeah. Now, so the Word for Today was being printed, which was good. I think we're doing up to about 30,000 every quarter, distributed free across the whole of Romania. But due to its history under communism, the basic infrastructure, which we took for granted, such as telephone systems, were abysmal. 3 years you had to wait to get a telephone line in. And it was around that time that the mobile phones were taken off. And they took off in this country, but they took off in Romania 10, 20 times as fast. It's just amazing. So everybody was on the mobile phones. And also, after the fall of the communism, there was a lot of Christian TV stations and Christian radio stations. And the next thing you know is the Word for Today. Word for Today, what Gary decided to take to Romania, is being broadcast every morning and every evening on the local Christian radio stations. It's on the TV stations. And then it started getting onto YouTube and all the other social media platforms. So the growth of the Word for Today in Romania has been mind-blowing. And don't forget, there were a lot of Romanian expats that came over from all over the world. They're in America, they're all over the place. Sorry?
Slough,
yes. There's some very nice Romanian churches in Slough, as David Maguire would tell you. He's been invited to come and help them. And of course, what happened was they all wanted the Word for Today, so they started contacting the Word for Today, wherever they were, on the internet. And, yeah. So the growth of the Word for Today in Romania was mind-blowing. I did have some statistics which I was going to show you, but unfortunately we can't get the PDF up on the system. But last year's report issued by Fundacia Sia, which is due out, and I'll let you have it, copies of it when it does come out in the next month. Every day we think, it's very difficult to estimate it, somewhere between 3 and 5 million people read the Word for Today. Which is amazing, isn't it?
On the phone.
Phone, television, on the computer screens. Everything. Yeah. Electronic.
They printed it into Hungarian and took it into Hungary.
They did. We did. Thank you, Sean. Sean went out there, bit of building. He nearly killed Howard.
Howard nearly killed
killed maybe three times. Electrocuted, thank you very much.
Tar in my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
So there's a lot of good history out there. But yes, and again, it's very interesting because, as Sean has said, there was a young man from Hungary came and said, I'd like to start printing the word for today in Hungary. And so Gary helped him set up, and UCB actually took that operation over, so it became UCB Hungary. Because a large part of Romania after the war was previously Hungary. So a lot of it, and especially in the area we were, was Hungarian, Romanian speaking. So there was there's Transylvania, that's a big area.
Northwest.
Yeah, northwest. So that's it in a way. That's the start, and the invitations. You can see the invitations going out to Gypsy villages. Come and hear. So we can reflect back to one man who said, "God wants me to go to Romania." Yeah. I'm going to read you one of the readings towards the end, but you know, as Louis said, you've got to go. You've got to get out of your comfort zone and go. But you're not alone. God would always provide someone to be with you. Now, it's not age either, because we know Howard at 65 decided to start doing work. So there's no excuse to say you're too old. If God calls you. How old was Abraham? 70? Older. Yeah, older than that. Yeah.
Not as old as me.
Not as old as me, no. The men's group, we've just finished reading the book which Jeff recommended, which was called God's Not Done With You Yet.
And,
yeah. So God's not done with you yet. And if God gives you an invitation, accept it. Because you may have an impact that you never even imagined. Now, Gary never had any children. But Gary had more kids in Romania than you could dream of. In the villages, you know, they would just run out their cars. You know, if you saw his car, they would just run out. Hundreds of kids. Too many stories. So, Sin Ministries in Fundacia Sia in Romania took off and became established, and has been for some years been self financing. So we had to think a few years ago. This was when David Carruthers was still alive. What do we do? Now, previously, we had actually thought about going into Albania. But you read in the book about how God closed the door. God slammed the door to Albania. So what do we do next? And again, it's how things come together. Suddenly, we had a visitor called David Kim, who used to work for WEC, came back to WEC, and knew David Carruthers, and so we got talking with him, and David said, I'm off to Ukraine, and I've always had an interest in printing. So David Kim went back to Ukraine, and we started funding the Word for Today in Ukraine. And again, that is only part of the story, because David, of course, founded churches all around Chernobyl, which were doing very well until the war. And that of course, has stopped the printing of the Word for Today. David had to leave because of his safety. And again, it ties in nicely, because even David has been supplying books to children on the borders. He's been supplying some clothing, etc., to what he's doing. And then we've got David Maguire. And so David Maguire is our outreach into Ukraine. And just quickly, what we'd like to do today, there is a collection basket at the back, and there is also a contactless machine outside, or you can give me a Bax transfer. But today we want to have a collection for Dave Maguire, who's going back out to Ukraine. You all saw on Massif his newsletter. So we're hoping we can get a collection today which will aid David as he goes out to Ukraine.
Barry, can you just add to that? So this year we're not going to have a Christmas collection that we're going to do. The Gypsy community, and that's an example of serving, of their lives changed and then doing something about it. So
it is.
So that might be something you might like to support this year as part of your Christmas worship if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So, what do we do now? So, in fact, there was about a year with COVID and with the war and everything where things went very quiet. But we've actually just started lately supporting UCB Hungary, who, if you know, can you read Ukrainian? No? This is the obviously it's not this big, it's half this size, but this is the front of the next word for today that's going out in Ukraine, being printed by Hungary. So the work of Seer Ministries continues. We have tried to always make sure it's directly involved in printing the word for today and not doing aid. Yeah? So that's what it's there for. I spoke to David and on email the other day. He's hoping to get back into Ukraine by about January, February, and again hoping to recommence printing once he's back there. David Kim, sorry, David Kim.
Too many Davids.
So it's all changed, all exciting, but it's wonderful to see how it all matches together. Yeah. And every day God says, come. Not once a month, not once a week. Every day God will say to you, come. There's something he's inviting you to be part of. Small acts, as you see, can have massive impacts. Just that video just knocks me for six. But Amen Charities, just that's one video. You know, amazing stuff. So we've got two people, Gary and Howard, that have really impacted the lives of thousands. Maybe the next person you invite to the church or to an activity will in the future be impacting thousands. What if Gary had ignored the invitation? Yeah, what if Howard had ignored the invitation? So do not ignore God's calling on your life. You are not alone. There are always those who will walk with you. Or you may be called to walk with someone. If I look back at my life, I've been more of a Barnabas than the helper, rather than someone who goes out there. Yeah. It's good. So there was a PowerPoint now, which Marion's going to put up, which talks about the work that is going on through UCB Hungary. So if you'd like to just slowly click through. So that's what your funds in Seer Ministries are supporting at the moment, directly into UCB Hungary. But as soon as David sets up again, we'd be supporting David. And then, to finalise, this was a reading from UCB the other day. When God gives you a vision for your life, he doesn't give you all the details up front. He simply says, don't be afraid. Just do what I say. And I will guide you and prosper you. What did Abraham's vision involve? The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your family and your relatives and go to the land that I will show you. I will bless you and make your descendants into a great nation. How old was Abraham? Abraham was 75 when the Lord told him to leave the city of Haran. What was Abraham leaving? Abraham was very rich, had a lot of silver and gold. How did he respond? By faith. Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Now Abraham couldn't have told you where his final destiny was or how he would get there. He just knew God had told him to leave the safe harbour of where he was. Safe harbours are very dangerous places to be. Understand this. What you're willing to walk away from often determines what God can entrust to you. You say, but I need more information. You will know as you go with each step of faith you take. God will reveal another detail. He will inform you on a need-to-know basis. So is the God who said to Abraham, go to the land that I will show you, saying something similar to you today. Don't be afraid. Just step out in faith and obey him. Thank you.